8:32.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Leila Goulet, Education Director at Wildlife Safari, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are busy, very busy around here today, and I'm sure you have been busy all week with spring break at Wildlife Safari. How's it gone?
It has been so busy here. It's such a fun vibe right now to the zoo. Just having so many people here and all of our encounters going on. It's just been a really, really fun time at Wildlife Safari.
Now, I know spring break is traditionally a big time. Has this year been bigger than usual?
It really has, I think, because, you know, our drive-through is such a COVID-safe activity for us to do. Our drive-through has been really, really popular. All of our encounters right now are open as well. They're just limited to, like, private parties. So those have, a lot of them have been sold out as well. It's been a really, really good time at Safari.
And, of course, this weekend, as folks that have got kids on school schedules wrap up spring break, we've got 270-degree days in the forecast. What's going to be going on this weekend at Wildlife Safari?
Oh, yeah. We have a ton of keeper talks going on. We have our dome shows. We have a badger dig box. You get to come see our American badger do his thing at 3:30. So a lot of different talks in our village. And then, of course, we have all of our regularly scheduled encounters as well. I would definitely recommend calling ahead and scheduling those as they tend to fill up, especially on these really nice days.
You mentioned the dome shows. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so those are shows that we have in our village dome where a keeper will take out a couple of animals and talk about them. So it's a really great opportunity for the public to get up and close with animals that they may or may not normally see. You know, a lot of our education animals are kind of behind the scenes as well. So it's a good time to be able to meet them and ask any questions about them and kind of see animals that you wouldn't normally see in village.
Now, is there a regular schedule for those, or do those just kind of pop up?
There is a regular schedule. That's a great question. I can't remember what time we're doing them. It's either at, like, I believe it's at noon or at 1 o'clock. So kind of around the lunchtime area where people are coming into our village area and having lunch, and they could pop over to the dome and check out our animals.
During spring break, I'm sure some of the folks that you've seen come through, maybe people that have been in the village, are passing through or here visiting folks from lots of other places.
It's amazing. I get so many phone calls about people coming down and wanting to spend a couple nights here. So a lot of them are actually staying in town and spending a couple days at Safari. You know, we just had our spring break camp for our kids, which were completely sold out. And we actually had parents coming down from, you know, Portland and Brownsville and everything and getting a hotel room so that their kids could participate in this 2-day camp, which is really neat.
Wow. And that gives the parents time to go out and do other things in the community, enjoy the Umpqua Valley and spend money and things like that.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of them don't. We're asking, like, what can I do? And I was like, go in and, you know, enjoy a winery or go to the museum or go into town to our restaurants and stuff. So, yeah, it's a really great way to bring a lot of non-locals to Douglas County.
So talk about upcoming camps and classes that you have.
Yeah, so our summer camps are currently open. So we have 9 summer camps this summer, ranging from 3-year-olds all the way up to 11-year-olds. And then we have our Junior Zookeeper program, which is our most popular summer camp program for kids. This is for 10 to 17-year-olds, where they get to come and work with the animals and learn what it's like, how to take care of them and clean their poop and feed them and stuff. So it's a really, really great opportunity for kids to get hands-on with our education animals. And then they also learn how to do keeper talks, which is a really fun challenge for a lot of them.
So for kids...
We also have our... Sorry?
Yeah, so for kids in the zookeeper program, what kind of time commitment are they working on?
Yeah, so they pretty much set their own schedule. It runs a Monday through Friday program throughout the month, and they could set their schedule. So they could come as often as they want within that month, as long as the schedule permits it. So it's a really, really fun time. Some kids are here like a few days a week. Other kids come, you know, one day a week. It really kind of depends on their schedule. But it's a really, really, really good time for them.
Yeah, so an opportunity to learn a lot, especially if you can spend more time, over the course of several weeks in the summer and really get to understand more about how the safari works.
Yeah, and it's so much fun because we get kids who come back year after year, and not only are they taller, which makes me feel old, but it's neat because they could bump up a level, too. We have different levels of juniors, you know, from the Joeys, which are our first years, all the way up to our Grizzlies, which are our fourth-year juniors. So it's really fun to watch them grow and really excel with what they're doing.
So is there a limitation in terms of how many kids you can have in that program?
We kind of limit how many kids can do per day, which is why we set the schedules for them. But last year we had over 50 juniors, so it was a busy, busy program.
Wow. And any of these kids that go through this ever ultimately end up wanting to do this as like a long-term job?
They do, yeah. There's a lot of them that want to, you know, go on to become veterinarians or vet technicians. There's also some of them who are like, you know what, this is not what I thought it was. This is a lot of hard work. I thought we'd just be hanging out with animals all day. So there have been some that have been like, no, this isn't what I want to do, which is absolutely great. That's what this is all about, is kind of career exploration and getting some hands-on experience. So yeah, it's kind of neat to see where these kids end up ultimately.
As education director, how have the past several months been different in terms of how you're presenting certain things?
It's been a challenge for sure, but we created Zoom Faris, which are essentially Zoom presentations for the kids. Those have been really, really popular. We also have grants to be able to fund these programs, so we could host up to 500 kids, and it's been really fun because we could get up close and personal with the animals, and then the kids can actually interact with us via Zoom, so they have the opportunity to ask questions, and we get to see them in their classrooms, which is really fun, from Wildlife Safari, so that's been really fun. We've also created creature crates. So these are subscription boxes that are themed every couple months, and parents can purchase those and have at-home activities for the kids. That's also been extremely, extremely popular. Wow. So we've been mailing out a lot of creature crates.
Wow. A lot of things going on. Is there anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
No, just brace yourself for a little bit longer lines. If you do want to come this weekend, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and we're so excited to see all of you guys out here.
All right, Leila Goulet, Education Director of Wildlife Safari, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.